You're listening to Sensitive Changemakers. This podcast is created for highly sensitive leaders and is designed to support you to embrace your strengths and gifts so you can feel more confident in your own mind and body and live a life with intention, purpose, and more importantly, joy. I'm your host, Kate Carter, a fellow HSP who has a BA Honours degree in education, is a fully trained and qualified professional coach and NLP practitioner, and has over 17 years of teaching and over 3 years of coaching experience supporting highly sensitive people. I believe that you can do anything you want to in this life, but that sometimes the path forward becomes muddy with self-doubt and fear of failure. It's my mission to help sensitive thought leaders peel away the self-doubt and stories holding them back, for them to see their own beauty and strength, so they can increase self-confidence and self-trust through thought and embodiment work, and see their path clearly and move forward confidently, living their life with intention and purpose. I would love for you to come and join us. Hello and welcome to Sensitive Changemakers. I hope this episode finds you well whenever you're listening to this. It is definitely Christmas over here, feeling very Christmassy. I went home to my hometown over the weekend to see my sisters and my mum. It was also my nephew's 18th birthday, so we had a little bit of a party. We went to Stratford-upon-Avon's Victorian Christmas market, which is normally something that would absolutely light me up. It was just, there were a huge amount of people there. We're talking thousands, and it just felt slightly overwhelming, but it was still a beautiful place to walk around. I really do love Stratford, and it's not far from my hometown, so we had a walk around there and it was lovely. And then on the Saturday, I spent some time with my mum and my sister and my nieces, and we watched a couple of Christmas movies and kind of got into the spirit. So it was just a lovely, heartwarming weekend, especially after last week where I wasn't feeling so great. So it was a wonderful kind of end to the week. And it got me thinking about the holidays in general and how I know that not everybody celebrates Christmas, but at this time of year, it can feel quite overwhelming and stressful. And if we look at nature around us, nature is actually starting to turn inward. It's starting to take, you know, the flowers and the trees are starting to take the energy back into those roots so that they can grow again strongly next year. And I think, you know, we should mirror that. So as people, as humans, it's time to turn inward and slow down. And so you might feel that real need to kind of take that extra deep breath, to take time for yourself, to rest, to chill out and just to reflect on the year so far. And it got me thinking that actually maybe it might be a good time to look at how we can really use some of what energy, what nature is telling us around us in what we're doing at the moment in these coming months, because it is quite a stressful time, isn't it? There does feel like there's a never-ending to-do list or a checklist. And actually, how can we honour the slowing down, the rest in this few months? And so I've got some more top tips, and I would love to hear what yours are. So if you've got any top tips to navigate in the holidays, especially as a highly sensitive person, please do let me know. I will love to share your ideas on social media so that, you know, that'd just be a lovely thing to do at this time of the year, just to kind of share other people's ideas as well. So the first one is something that I really struggled with for a long time. And I always say that you can't change something you don't know. And for a long time, I had a lot of automated responses, which a lot of us do. And so I would just go through the kind of processes that I'd been conditioned to go through from childhood without really questioning them, without really being conscious in my decision making. And actually, one of the things that I did decide to do a few years back was actually looking at what's important for me for the next few months, and then using that as a lens to see things through. Because what I found that I was doing, and you might relate to this, is I was saying a lot of yeses to people, and I was saying a lot of absolutely fine to lots of different people, and not really thinking about why I was saying yes, what that meant. And so I find this question or this statement just really useful in order to get clear on what you want to be doing this time of year. And this isn't about being selfish, because you know what's important to you might be family right now or spending time with family. But what it enables you to do is look through different things that are going to pop up over the next few months and use it as a lens to see those invitations through. So if you get invited to a party, is that in line with what's important for you at the moment? If yes, great. If not, then you can say no. And it's not, I know we have, you know, difficulties, should I say, in saying no as a highly sensitive person. But this allows you to say no for a reason. It doesn't feel like you're saying no because you're mean or you're selfish or anything like that. You're saying no because you want to say yes to something else. And so you're saying no to going to a party, for example, because you want to say yes to spending time with your family. And so using this as a lens to see things through can be really empowering and actually really support you in creating some boundaries, but also in saying yes to the right things. So you can also say no to the right things, which enables you to kind of take that control back and to live life with a little bit more purpose. And so I hope that makes sense. The second one is, and again, following on from the first thing, is sometimes we do a lot of things this time of year that our parents did or that our families did because they were traditional or because that was a tradition, for example. And so one of the examples I can use here is I used to go to the shops a lot to go and get Christmas presents because that's what my family did and that's what I grew up doing. But actually, I found it, like we've spoken about before, I found it really overwhelming at this time of year because there are so many people in the shops. I do find I get a very physical response. Like I start to sweat, my heart beats, I get kind of shaky just because I do find it incredibly overwhelming to be in those kind of situations. And so how can I make things easier for myself is the second thing. And so shopping online is something I do a lot more now. And what I love to do is actually look at the small businesses that I can support through doing that, which I can't necessarily do if I go into the shops. And so looking at places that I can support is one of the things that I love to do. And it actually makes things a little bit easier for me as well. So that's my second thing, is asking you the question, how can you make things easier for yourself this time of year? The third one is asking for help. So when I was with my family over the weekend, one thing I noticed was how it felt like a lot of female members of my family felt like it was all on their shoulders and that if they didn't do it, nobody else was going to do it. And it got me thinking, because I feel I'm in a very different situation. My husband is very active around Christmas time. He does a lot of the present buying. We sat down last night, for example, and we wrapped the presents together. So I feel incredibly grateful that I have that. And this brought it home to me that not everybody has that. Not everybody has that support system. And so the third one for me is asking for help. How can you ask for support during this time? And if you don't feel that you can get that from your close family, can you get that from your kind of extended family or from your friends so that you've got that support system so it doesn't feel like everything's on your shoulders? And again, there is this kind of fits in with the saying no thing to me. So not only do we find it difficult to say no to things, we always find it difficult to ask for things as well, because we don't want to put people out, because we don't want to be a pain. But actually, some people really like to be useful. Some people really do like to help others. And you asking for that help might really not only support you, but actually support them as well in that kind of feeling needed and feeling in that kind of community spirit. And so asking for help isn't a bad thing. It's not a sign of weakness. In fact, I would argue it's a strength, because it's tough. As we've said, it's tough to ask for help. So how can you do that over the next few months so you don't feel like everything is on your shoulders? And the fourth one, because I've got five. The fourth one is, how would you like to enjoy these holidays? Now, this is a little bit like the first one, which is working out what's important for you. But I wanted to put the word in enjoy, because what's important for you might be different to what you enjoy. So what's important to you, for example, might be your family, but actually what you like to enjoy is some time on your own. And so they're both important. They're both part of who you are. They're part of what makes you you. But I think actually looking at what you like to enjoy these holidays and what you would like to do, I think is a really important part of this time of year. And so you could pick places or things that really light you up. They don't have to be huge and they don't have to be time consuming. They don't have to be solo. They can be with other people, but just really thinking about what you would like to do during this time of year that actually you enjoy. And so again, to give you a concrete example, mine here is I love going to like little quaint places where there are some kind of independent businesses. And I was speaking earlier about online side of things, but I like, if I can, physically going to small businesses as well. So we have the Ferrers Art Centre, which is about a 20-minute drive away from here. And it's like an old converted stables. And I love it. It's relatively quiet. So it does get busy. But I always kind of try and pick the times which are quieter. But they have loads of really small businesses. So one of them is called Painter Pot, which me and my friend went to a couple of weeks ago, which is where you literally go in there, you pick a pot. So you can pick like there's plates or mugs or ornaments or anything like that. And then you get to paint it. And then they glaze it and they put it in the urn for you. And then you collect it in a couple of weeks. And I love that. That's completely lights me up. One of the other places, they've got a candle making place where, again, you can actually book in to go and make your own candles or reed diffusers. Or they actually have the shop there as well. And it just smells amazing. They've got so many amazing smells there. And it's a one of a kind business. You've also got like little businesses that are there where they're actually working on the things behind the counter type things. So you've got this tiny little place with jewelry and ceramics, and the person is behind the counter actually making these products as well. So I know I've gone off a tangent there, but that's something that lights me up. So I always make the time to go and visit there, even if it's just once, even if it's just go and have a hot chocolate or a cup of coffee there and just to have a wander around. I love that. And especially this time of year when they've got the Christmas lights up and the tree up, it's special. And so I would really invite you to think about something that you enjoy. Again, like I said, doesn't need to be time consuming or huge, but just something that you can actually include in your time so that you get to look forward to something as well. And then the last one, obviously it's highly sensitive people, is to plan in some rest time. So I find, and I'm sure you do as well, that if you do a lot of things back to back, so you plan in a lot of activities in the weekend and you've got some in the evening times as well, you get absolutely exhausted. And so be really conscientious and particular on what you want to be doing in your own time so that you can plan in a bit of rest, because this is one of the times of year when we are probably more sociable and we go around to visit people and etc. But actually don't forget that you do need that rest and recuperation time as well. So how can you build that in? I tend to look at weekends, and if I'm doing one thing on the Saturday, I try to get the Sunday free, or if I'm doing something on the Sunday, I try to get the Saturday free, etc., so that I'm not doing something back to back, because I know I get easily overwhelmed and exhausted if I do that. So just thinking about that side of things. And again, it fits into those boundaries. It fits into that first point that we were talking about, is what's important for you. So if actually having a bit of rest time and a bit of recuperation time is important for you during this time, then that makes it, I'm not going to say easier, but it makes it simpler in terms of what you say yes and no to. So again, if you've got two things that you're being asked to do on a Saturday and a Sunday, you can kind of use that lens and go, okay, what's important to me is I do need to make sure that I have rest during this time, because I do get easily overwhelmed. So I'll say yes to the Saturday thing, but I'm going to say no to the Sunday thing because I want that time for myself. And that's okay. So I'm hoping this has really helped. And as I said, I would love to hear what yours are. And I would love to share them, especially this time of year. And I really hope that you are finding enjoyment during these months and not finding it overly stressful or overwhelming. Please do let me know how you're getting on. And I will be back next week with another episode. Okay, lots of love. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode.
If you have any takeaways or any questions, please do reach out to me either through Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook at Kate Carter Coaching, or you can email me at kate@katecarter.co.uk. I always love to hear your feedback and the things that you have taken from the podcast. If you know of any other highly sensitive people, then please do share this so that I can reach more and support more highly sensitive people to embrace their strengths and gifts. As a thank you, I will pick a winner every month for a free 50-minute coaching session with me. Thank you so, so much.